This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the theory that it's possibly escaped your notice, this is tax week in the American economy. Both congressional Republicans and the White House have promised they will be filling in the blanks on their proposals to overhaul the Internal Revenue Code Wednesday, we are told. Not being one to wait for formal announcements, though, President Trump answered a couple of tax questions yesterday on his way back to Washington from his place in New Jersey. The president said he hopes to cut the maximum individual tax rate to somewhere around 10 to 12%. Maximum rate, that's what the president said. That rate is 39.5% now, so as you can imagine, that caught our attention. We called the White House to double check, if you will, and they said the president was actually, it turns out, talking about the minimum tax bracket, which is already at 10%. You confused? Welcome to the bracketology of tax reform. We asked Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson to clear things up for us.
In a word, lowering the top personal rate from about 40% to about 10% would be
ridiculous.
Joe Rosenberg with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. President Trump was supposedly talking about the lowest tax bracket. We know that now. Rosenberg thinks he was also referencing an earlier proposal that would take the 7 existing tax brackets and collapse them down to 3, with rates of 10%, 25%, and 35%. He's crunched the numbers on that proposal.
We estimate it would reduce revenues by about $2 trillion over 10 years.
That's just an estimate because we don't know yet what incomes those brackets will apply to and what else these reforms might change. The president's scheduled to give more details in a speech Wednesday.
Taxpayers in the middle of the income distribution might see a tax cut of around $700 a year. So it was closer to $40,000 for taxpayers in the top 1%.
Just dropping the top tax by nearly 5 percentage points, changing nothing else, would cut federal tax revenues by about $500 billion over 10 years, according to Scott Greenberg with the Tax Foundation.
That's a pretty big number in the context of some of the tax changes that we're talking about for reform. For instance, some Republican lawmakers have floated the idea of reducing tax revenue by $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years.
In other words, lowering the top tax bracket would be about a third of those total proposed cuts, even though the president said as recently as last week that the wealthy wouldn't gain at all from the reforms. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.